Well, we want to thank God. Today is the very last Sunday in March 2026. Amen. I want you to turn to the person sitting by your side. Say, brother, sister, I am so glad that you are sitting by me. Because you came to church today, something has shifted in your favor. Hallelujah. Amen. We are blessed to have our Father in the Lord join us. Let's put our hands together for him. Amen. Beloved, life is short. Life is simple. I want to tell you this. Do not have anyone that you cannot forgive. Yeah. Live a simple life. Be humble. Okay? Be humble. Be faithful to God, the God that you are serving. Be faithful to him. Yeah. And be a peacemaker. Let your heart be clean and pure. Don't hold anything in you against anyone. Your heart is so hard and black. Tell somebody, let your heart be white. Let your heart be white. Be white. Easily forgive and forget. Tell him again, easily forgive and forget. Easily forgive and forget. Small thing and you are holding on to it. Always you want to have an issue and a matter with somebody. Amen. Easily forgive and forget. Yeah, easily. Don't let anything be in you. You are having an issue with a church member. You are not telling the person, but you are holding on to the thing. Ish. You are holding on to something a family member has done many, many years ago. Eh? You are holding on to it. Amen. Somebody had an issue. Sorry, I'm digressing, but I don't know. Somebody had an issue with a brother. And unfortunately, the brother passed on. Come and see this brother. Crying. Hey! Crying, somersaulting, as if. Have you seen your end? Have you seen the character and attitude that we put on sometimes? Mirage. We live a life of mirage. On the surface, clean, but deep down, eish. Odudu. Deep down. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a gift with me. Amen. Yeah. It said Kinder cards, but it's like a chocolate. What is today? And what does today symbolize? Okay. I know everybody palms on it, but what does it symbolize? Sorry? No? Yes? Yes, going. Jesus. Triumphant entry. What did he say? Guys, you should share. You should share. Please, put your hands together for them. Amen. Yeah. You said so? Then everybody share. So, Palm Sunday comes before Passover. The Jews remember the triumphant entry of Christ the Messiah into Jerusalem, where he will begin his demise. I mean, the crucifixion, ascension, resurrection, and ascension. Amen. Yeah. So, today, some 2,000 years ago, Jesus entered into Jerusalem. You know, when he was about to go there, Peter said, you cannot die, Oga. you cannot die. But Jesus came to fulfill an assignment and a mission. If you are a child of God, you should know the essence of today. And the question I want to leave you with, if Jesus had not come to die, if Jesus had not resurrected, obviously, you and I wouldn't have been here. Amen. Yeah. There's a song that says, I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. Are you singing somebody? To you, are you came? Should I say the Lord? One more time, I'm forever grateful. I'm forever, the whole church, please sing with understanding. Yes, Lord, we are forever grateful for the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For the cross, and I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost.
And Father, we want to thank you for what you did for us, for going to the cross, for atoning for our sins. We are so much grateful, O God, as we humble ourselves to hear your word today. Renew our minds with your word and refresh our souls. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Well, can we turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 11? The verse 1 to 14. It's a very long passage, but we would just hear a short scripture. I want to read from the NKJV. Mark chapter 11, the verse 1 to 14. Amen. Let us hear the word of God. Now, when they drew nigh to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here. Verse 4. So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, what are you doing losing the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. Let me pause here for a moment. When you go, you will find a colt tied. And I want you to lose the colt. But I know that when you make an attempt to lose the colt, people will tell you, they will ask you questions, they will challenge you, they will confront you. But I want you to tell them that it is of need to the Lord. In this life, people will confront you. Things will confront you. Things will challenge you. Things will stand against you. But Jesus said, do what? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had done what? Commanded. Beloved, you need to command things to be. Amen. You need to. Things that stand your way and challenge you, you got to command it. It is about time we put on our priestly regalia and rise on our feet and command things. You have been quiet for a long time. You have been too cold for a long time. Things are slipping away. Time is going and tickling. You got to rise up and command things. Hallelujah. May the Lord give us the grace to command things to be. In the name of Jesus. Then they brought the cloth to Jesus and threw their clothes on it. And he sat on it. Verse 8. And many spread their clothes on the road. And others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them to the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 11. And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Verse 12. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. I want you to pay attention to the verses 12 to 14 because that is the very foundation of my message today. A very short one. Verses 12 to 14. Some people think that Jesus was not fair to the fig tree. Are you also one of the people? We know Jesus always to be the miracle working man, doing good. Everywhere he went, he did good. But here we are seeing Jesus cursing the fig tree. Cursing the fig tree. Verses 12 to 14. Look into your Bible. Jesus returned from Bethany and he was hungry. That was his human side. So long as you are a human being, you will be hungry. You will be hungry unless you are not in this flesh. You will be hungry. You will be tired because this body is weak. Amen. It's weak. That is why the Bible says, do not put confidence in what? In your flesh. In your flesh. Your knowledge, your intellect, your eloquence, your capabilities will fail you if the Lord does not help you. Hallelujah. The Lord does not help you. But he returned from Bethany, as the scripture says, and was hungry. Jesus saw the fig tree afar off. And the Bible said that the thing was having leaves. He approached the fig tree thinking that he can get something to eat. But to their surprise, he was having leaves, but no fruit. Empty. Empty. It was filled with leaves, no fruit. But Jesus cursed the fig tree, and it died a few days after. Peter said, see, the tree that you curse is dead. A few days after. I have titled my message this morning, Maximize Your Potential on Earth. Maximize your potential on earth. Yeah. The heavens belongs to God. The Bible says that the earth he has given to us, mankind. The Bible says that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loose in heaven. Jesus cursed the fig tree to make a statement. He cursed the fig tree to make a statement. A statement. A potent statement. Your life appears to be fruitful. Our lives appears to be fruitful. Having leaves. But there's no fruit anyone can draw from you. Is that the case? Your life appears to be flamboyant. saucy, fresh. But when people approach you, no fruit. No fruit. No fruit. The cursing of the fig tree also means that the level you are is too low. Amen. It's too low. Where you are is not where you are supposed to be. Hallelujah. It's not where you are supposed to be. It is good to have leaves. It is good to show potential. It is good to show the ability that you can do something. But ability without results and something to show forth for is meaningless. Your family know that you are in London, Czech Republic, Canada, America. People know you for something. But meanwhile, your life is still at ground zero. Even those back home are better. I'm not saying that those back home are, you know, less. But at least there is hope, anticipation, hope that, oh, my daughter, my son, my cousin is in a foreign land. And hoping that at least your life can make sense and meaning to them, a blessing to them. But here you are, nothing. Nothing. I'm saying that Jesus cursed the fig tree because he was expecting something from the fig tree, but he found nothing. When people come to you, will they find nothing or they will find something? This life you are leading, beloved, is it all about what you are showing off or what you are living? There is more to life. There is more to life. You got to bear fruit. You got to bear fruit. Tell somebody, bear fruit. Bear fruit. Bear fruit. Bear fruit. When people come to you, they can draw something. They can get some wisdom, knowledge. They can draw something from you. They can get help from you. Hallelujah. Rise up, polish yourself, upgrade yourself, for there is more you can do. It's not all about just waking up, dressing up, polishing, putting in Gucci chain and Armani spray and all those things. No, sir. No, sir. There is more. There is more. Hallelujah. There is more. Can you pray for 1 minute? Father, there is more I can do. Position me well in life. Calibros, there is more. There is more. There is an expectation upon my life. Position me to do more. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, don't be comfortable where you are. There is another level for you. Just as you think that you've arrived, you've not gotten anywhere. You've not gotten anywhere. So slow down. Okay? Take your time. Slow down. I said, rise up, polish up, upgrade yourself. For there is more you can do. Amen. There's more we can do. There is a place of enlargement and fruitfulness for you. A place of enlargement and fruitfulness. Is it Isaiah chapter 52? The Bible said that enlarge your tent. Can you look at that scripture? Isaiah. It's in Isaiah. Is it 52 or 55? Enlarge your tent. Let's read that scripture. Put it up. Enlarge. Yeah. Isaiah 50. Enlarge your tent. It's about time you enlarge your tent. You spread out. You spread your curtains. Enlarge. Enlargement. 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 People know you. Yeah, they know you. They can identify, but you got to do more. Amen. You got to do more. Is it there? Oh my God. Hallelujah. It's in Isaiah 52, 53 or 54. Media team, look for that scripture. Amen. It just popped up in my spirit, so we can refer to that. Amen. 54. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. The Bible said that do not spare. don't spare, lending your cause and strengthening your stakes in life. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendant will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. My God, I like this scripture. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendant will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. It's talking about you. It's talking about, tell somebody, it's talking about you. The Lord is talking about you and I. It's talking about you. He said, expand to the left, expand to the right. Do not give room for laziness, for mediocrity. Do not give room for that. It's about time you expand. The Lord would help you to expand. In the name of Jesus, God would help us to expand. In the name of this morning, may God shift every odds against your life. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord shift every odd, shift every odds that is against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says that unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask and think of, according to the power that works in us. So, beloved, there is a power that is at work in you. You got to activate that power. You got to activate that power. You got to get the power to work. He said, according to the power that works in you. In you. There is the power of God at work in you. You are sitting on it. It's like somebody that is sitting on a gold mine. You don't know that there is wealth where you are sitting. So there is the power of God that is working in you. The power of God. Oh, Heavenly Father. We activate your power that is at work in us, so that we can get the advantage in life. In the name of Jesus. If we are sleeping, if we are snoring, Lord, we wake up. We wake up to where we belong. Place us where we belong in life. And then bring us from the backside and put us on the mountain top. Bring us from the valley. Oh, Jehovah God, set us on the mountain top. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The power of God. Somebody say the power of God. The power of God at work. Sometimes we just want to hear some mysterious thing before we can engage. But the Bible says that God has put in you his power. You have to make it to work. Make it to work. Make it to work. Make it to work. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Mark chapter 11. Jesus was about to go to the cross to die, to finish up his assignment. But the Bible says that he commanded two of his disciples to go to a village where two roads meet, two cities or villages meet, Bedford and Bethany. At the junction, he said, you will find a colt tied. You'll find a cord tied. Anything that has tied your life and destiny, let it loose in the name of Jesus. Let it loose. It comes a point in life where you cannot even rise up. You cannot do certain things. But Jesus said, this cord, no one has ridden on it before. That is what the Bible said. No one has sat on it before. It means that the thing was virgin, genuine, clean. It's like your destiny. God has aligned your destiny. But something is tying you down. Tying you down. He said, loose the cord. And they went and they loose the cord. Say, my destiny, I command you in the name of Jesus. Be loose. Be loose. In the name of Jesus. We are tied down. We are constrained. We are limited. But today, let the limitation be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that has limited you in this Czech Republic, it is broken in the name of Jesus. It is broken in the name of Jesus. Some writer said that power and might belongs to our God. Power and might belongs to our God forever. Oh, power and might,
power and might,
oh,
oh, belongs to our God forever. Oh, belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Say, Father, have mercy on me and catapult me to my next level. To my next level. Catapult me. Shift me to my next level. In the name of Jesus. Kadibros, Katalibros, Alekoba, Lesobra de Capayantos, Alekoba, Lesobra dos Kemante, Ibarabados, Randadada, Librosa, catapult me, Lord, catapult me, Lord, have mercy on me, and shift me
for this level.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10? 1 Peter 5, 10. Beloved, we got to be serious with this Christianity and the God we serve. We got to be serious. Because the Bible says that princes are walking and slaves are what? Riding on a donkey. It is an error. You cannot serve, you and I cannot serve God and cannot show or prove for anything. No, it is an error. God has to rise for you and I and make a difference in our lives. Hallelujah. The Bible said that, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered for a while, it means that you will suffer, but the suffering is for a while. Suffering cannot continue for a long time. A certain condition cannot tarry for a long time. It has to cease. It has to cease. So Psalm 50, is it Psalm 30 verse 5 or 6? It says that weeping may endure but for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. Enough is enough, people of God. Enough is enough. We got to rise. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure, but for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. May the Lord break you into your moment of joy. In the name of Jesus. May God. May this God. May Elohim break you into your season of joy. And may the Lord give you a new testimony. In the name of Jesus. He said, but the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, he will make you perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. And he will settle you. Lord, send me grace. Send me grace to be well established in life. Somebody pray for me. Father, send me grace. Grace. Exceeding grace. To be well established in life. In the name of Jesus. Send us grace. We are ending March. And we are transitioning to April. We are always in the holy weeks already. And Jesus had to deal with certain things before going to the cross. He gave liberty to the cord that was tied. The cord is you. Don't think twice. It's you. You have a destiny to fulfill, but you are tied. Jesus said, loose the cord. If anyone asks you, he said, command them exactly what I told you. Command them. Hallelujah. Command them. May God make all grace abound for you. May God make all grace. May God make all grace. You pray one prayer as I begin to wrap up. Lesu brado kata librosh. Amene karozi ampa. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 6. The Bible says that it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. It is the Lord. Then Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord who raised up Moses and Aaron and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. What is notable about Egypt is that there was oppression. There was hard work. There was limitation. There was pressure. There was no freedom. But the Bible said that God brought them from Egypt. God brought them from. Anything that is Egypt in your life, may the Lord cause you to come out. In the name of Jesus. Egypt is a limitation. Please don't go and tell Egypt that, Egypt, you are my limitation. Hello. We are talking spiritual. Spiritual. Egypt is a limitation. It's a limitation. Anything limiting us, not making us to bear fruit, we set it on fire today. In the name of Jesus. Can you rise on your feet? See, Jesus had to die for you and I, but he had to deal with certain things. He had to deal with some limitations and some things that don't want to go and that doesn't want to give you peace of mind. He had to deal with those things. You want to pray that, Father, anything taking my joy, giving me sleepless night, let it be over today. Let it be over today. Let it be over today. Somebody, are you praying? Anything giving me sleepless night, I command it out in the name of Jesus. Let it be over today. Over today. Over today. I command it out in the name of Jesus. Calibros, I speak my success into being. I speak it out. I command my better future, my better marriage, my better job. I command it to be.
Break every
in the name of Jesus. Karubalush.
Shine through the
Father, favor me. Favor me. Favor me. Favor me. There is so much expectation on me, oh God. Favor me.
Your name is
Tayato.
Your name is
Ibaro. Let it be a turnaround. A turnaround in our lives and destiny. Lift our heads up, oh God.
Break every strong.
Lift our heads up, oh God.
Shine through the shadows.
Lift our heads up, oh God.
Like
we will look up onto the hills, for when cometh our help, our help comes from you.
Your name is power.
Lord, enough is enough.
Your name is healing.
Of the same situation and condition.
Your name is
my
life.
God. Rabosh. Karabadosh.
Break every
thank you,
strong,
Father. Give me praise. Give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, it is not a coincidence that Jesus had to set the court free. It is not a coincidence or a mistake that Jesus had to curse the fig tree. He wanted to make a statement that you got to be fruitful. You got to shine. You got to graduate from where you are to another level. How you were 2025, this year 2026, there has to be an improvement. In the name of Jesus, there has to be an improvement. You want to pray, Father, take failure. Anything that is a failure, take it away from my life. In the name of Jesus. Anything that is not bearing fruit, Lord, from today, cause my life to bear fruit. May I be fruitful. May we be fruitful to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I was preparing something.